Here are 20 questions to ponder and discuss. First, ask yourself the following questions about how you and your spouse confront challenges. Then discuss those questions with your spouse by asking, how am I doing, and how might we improve?
1. How do I view the problems, conflicts, and tough stuff that occur in our personal lives and in our marriage?
2. Do I relate to our problems as challenges that give us opportunities to learn and become better?
3. Do I perceive our conflicts as signs of our inevitable differences and focus on dealing with these differences?
4. Do I tend to deny problems or avoid confronting the challenges in our relationship? If so, why?
5. Have I avoided conflict to avoid contention? Have I avoided confronting problems to avoid being confrontational?
6. Are my moods governed by other people or circumstances, or do I assume personal responsibility for my feelings and how I respond to problems?
7. Have I clearly determined and defined expectations for my marriage partner? Have we openly discussed these and mutually agreed upon them?
8. Do I try to quickly work through destructive feelings rather than dwell on them?
9. If either of us is out of control emotionally, do we withdraw and regroup so we can work through the conflict calmly?
10. Do I reframe problematic situations to view and deal with them more positively?
11. Do I help clarify the real issues early in the process of confronting conflicts?
12. Do I consider timing issues in our efforts to confront difficult and sensitive issues?
13. Am I conscious of my spouse's mood, energy level, or other involvements when I bring up problems to discuss?
14. In initiating discussions about conflict areas, do I show respect by requesting permission to confront them?
15. Am I receptive when my spouse brings up difficult, sensitive issues for discussion?
16. If I don't accept my spouse's invitation to confront an issue, do I suggest a specific time when I will be willing to engage in a discussion?
17. Do I identify my concerns as specifically and constructively as possible?
18. Do I use I messages as a non-threatening way to share my perspective and give feedback?
19. If I have intense feelings about different issues, do I attack my spouse or the problem?
20. What else have I learned about the confront practice, and not from this book, that I can apply to our benefit?
Now what? After evaluating where you are in the confront practice, use the KISS Marriage Maker to identify goals and actions to improve those areas which need help. You might want to concentrate on one area at a time for a week or two, then move on to another area. This is an effective way to specifically improve and see the results of your efforts.